Welcome to another Plug In America podcast. I'm Kate Baker, your host. This podcast continues the conversation about National Plug-In Day, which, as everybody knows by now, is coming. And one of the many, more than 22 cities across the country that will be celebrating this giant EV event is Davis, California. And here today, we have with us two people from Davis. We have Chris Granger, who's one of the leaders of the Cool Davis Festival, and we also have Manny Rin, who is one of the student leaders of the Cool Davis Initiative. Welcome, Chris and Manny.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chris, let's start with you. What exactly is this Cool Davis Initiative?
The Cool Davis Initiative is a group of citizens, community organizations, and businesses in the city of Davis who are committed to implementing the city of Davis's climate action plan. Last year, June of 2010, the city set a goal of reaching carbon neutrality by 2050, and more specifically, getting 75% of community members on board and moving to reduce their carbon emissions, their greenhouse gas emissions, by 2015.
Wow, that's very ambitious.
Yes, very ambitious goals. So part of what we've been doing for the last 2 years is organizing a big festival of fun that gets us focused on all the different ways we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions.
I see. Well, I can certainly see where National Plug-In Day fits right in there. Manny, how did you first hear about National Plug-In Day? And aside from the general similarity to what you're doing, what made you all decide to participate?
So, planning the event, months ahead for the festival, we, decided that it would be cool idea to have some sort of electric vehicle show there. So Chris is actually the person who made contact with the Greater Sacramento Electric Auto Association, and she ended up attending one of their events and happened to be on the same day as our festival, so it worked out pretty well. We made contact with some of them, and, we were able to collaborate and have this great event.
So, at this festival, what kind of EV events will be going on to celebrate National Plug-In Day? Chris, could you tell us a little about that?
Well, actually, we have a lot going on this whole week. There are several organizations who are members of the Cool Davis Initiative who have planned special events this week to include some film festivals. And then on Friday night, we're partnering with the Greater Sacramento Electric Auto Association and our local Art About folks, and it's homecoming at UC Davis, and we're having this big event downtown on Friday night that sort of kicks off the whole weekend. So we're doing an electric car cruise about in the downtown when there's an awful lot of folks coming down either by bike or public transportation or driving their zero-emission vehicles.
So, what's a cruise around?
The cruise around is, we should let Manny talk to you about that because he's taking the lead on this one.
Ah, okay, Manny, what's a cruise around?
Sure, so the cruise about is, we have around 20-plus different electric vehicles from, lease to volts to conversions, all from, all around Davis as well as the greater Sacramento area. But the goal is to raise awareness of these electric vehicles. So we're going to have a cruise where we're all going to drive together throughout, zigzagging through downtown, waving to all the folks that are going to be there for various other events. We're also going to have a lot of our local officials as well as some other VIPs driving their vehicles as well. But we're going to be driving through downtown and then end up at Central Park, where we're going to park all the cars and allow residents and community members to come to the vehicle owners and ask them questions about their electric vehicles and, what it's like to own one of them.
That sounds like fun. What kind of response have you been getting so far from the public?
We've been getting a very, very positive response. Over half of the entries so far are from Davis residents, so the residents are definitely hearing about them. Also, as far as on campus, a lot of student groups, including CalPERG, and some various other ones, as well as the faculty and some of the on-campus administration are very interested in attending. So it should be very comprehensive of the community. We'll have a lot of people out there.
Let me throw this question out to both of you, Manny and Chris. Because it sounds like you're working with sort of different segments of the public. Manny, you're involved with the students, and Chris, I gather you're kind of working the larger community. So my question is this, how are you going to know if this event was a success? How are you going to measure that? Manny, why don't you tell me first?
Sure. From at least from a student perspective and on-campus perspective, I would, you know, rate this as a success if we have a great student turnout. I think, you know, living in a university community, we have a, you know, very positive window to get students plugged into all these different different areas where they can learn more things and bring it on to their lives after college. So, you know, I would definitely rate this as a success if we have a great student turnout out there.
And how about in the larger community, Chris?
We will be counting the number of people who come out to the festival. We also have this process by which we're trying to move people from just coming and viewing and getting information to maybe our Cool Davis Pledge, which is, you know, a simple statement of pledging to do something in the next year to begin to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. But when we do that, we're also collecting information where we can do follow-ups from them. And we're in the process of implementing some new programs in the community, which will help to support people who are beginning that process of making those changes. And we're also talking with a couple of other organizations looking at a state-level challenge among cities and a national challenge among cities that Davis might be participating in the next year. So there's a lot of exciting things going on, and you know, we're very focused on how we measure this, because when you have a 75% of the community goal coming up in 2015, you really need to get down to who's participating and what they're doing.
Where can listeners find more information about the Cool Davis Initiative and about the events on National Plug-In Day?
You can go to www.cooldavis.org. It's our brand new website, and you can look up both the festival information and the cruise about and our plug-in vehicle event at the festival.
Well, thank you, Chris. And, of course, as anyone listening to this podcast also knows, you could go to the Plug-in America main page, and we have a separate section that lists all the different cities that are involved in National Plug-in Day celebrations. And so you could also access this Davis, California information there. Well, Manny and Chris, thank you so much for giving us your time and for sharing some of the very ambitious plans that Davis, California has for moving towards a clean transportation future.
Thank you.
This edition of the Plug-in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug-in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.